It's 5:30, we'll call the regular town board meeting for the time.
Time of order on February 1st. Members of the board are present. Media's been notified, so please stand for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item number five, I'm happy to say we don't have to do. Item number six, is there a motion to approve the agenda?
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye, motion carried. Item number seven, public comment on agenda items. Mr. Sommerfeld.
Before you go into closed session, a couple of comments on the longevity pay thing. I know the longevity pay was implemented and administered by elected officials. I don't know, I've heard 25, 30 years ago. That's true, I don't know. But, and I think Bob had raised the point that it wasn't administered equitably, but again, if that was a fact, then that was also participated by the elected official. So none of this problem was really the employee's problem. And anyway, and we had talked about, I guess you're going to talk about the pay for performance, and that should have been a metric a long time ago for all your employees, and along with the cost of living, which is what their raises are currently, is basically just cost of living. But I think longevity pay should also be included in that. Because, so by my count, the town has 6 employees considered to be full-time. And if paying longevity pay is what it takes to keep them, I think that should be maintained and taken forward. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim. Any others? Seeing none? Move on to item number 8, approval of the vouchers in the ambulance fund of $19,595 to $19,597, tax refund of $166 to $181 and $186 to $188, general fund of $3,440, $3,751, $3,797, and the ACH of $1,570 to $1,572, firehouse construction of $1,013, and tax account of $10,024 to $10,028.
Okay, I've had an opportunity to review those vouchers, and I would move to their approval.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the vouchers. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the regular town board meeting of February 7th, 2024. Second to approve the minutes of the regular town board meeting of February 7th, 2024. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Treasurer's report.
Okay. General checking has $392,703.37. The ambulance fund has $427,316.17. And the reserve fund has $243,243.03.
Is there a motion to approve the treasurer's report?
Motion.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Item number 11, discussion firehouse construction update. Glenn Morrison. Glenn, it's your show.
Well, with this weather, we're moving along a lot faster. Like about a week and a half or 2 weeks ago, it was warm enough to pour the top slabs on the mezzanine, which we didn't think we were going to get done until April or May. So it's done, and they're sealed, so we're in good shape there. Today, they're working on the west end of the south wall. It's good. It's finished. I drove by. It's done. And they'll leave the heat on tonight And they'll move the scaffolding and the tent tomorrow, and they'll start on the rest of it. They expect to be done with it in a week and a half. Then the tents will move around and finish the low areas, but that won't take too long. In the training room, the metal stud people moved in today. So we're getting some partitions built, and then following up that, the electricians are coming in, I think, next Monday, and the plumbers will be plumbing in the bathrooms. That's it. It's moving along, slow but sure, but it's getting there.
You really lucked out with the weather.
Yeah, we did.
And next week's supposed to be warm yet too, so.
I'm pushing to get that steel deck on the apparatus room. Their biggest problem is the welders are all working on other jobs, and so he hopes that next week he'll have them in and they can, they have to put a bunch of tabs around the perimeter for the steel deck to sit on the edges. And that'll take maybe 3 days, and then the deck will start going on, so.
Looks like it's taking shape.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Coming a little bit late to the party, but I've listened to these little report outs for the last little bit. Do you have a Gantt chart, project charter, that we can look at to see task by task, milestones, we're on track, not on track?
I've got one, but it's not up to date.
That's how you manage a project, right?
It'd
just be nice to see, right? Here's the milestones that we're going to hit, and we're going to hit them by this date, and we're going to be on track or not on track. If we're not on track, what's the countermeasure to get us back on track? You know, it'd be nice to see.
Yeah, well, I'll have to ask the contractor to send it.
They should be working for one, I would think.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Any others? Yes.
When is this thing supposed to be done?
September.
September, and that's Dave Wakeman.
Of this year, September?
You got to give him your name.
Dave Wakeman, September of this year?
Yes.
Because, you know, before deer hunting, we were told that, well, the guys are all gone because of deer hunting. And then...
That lost a week.
I mean, I've been driving by this thing, and it's... I've seen snails move faster. I don't know. And then you look across the street at that apartment complex, that thing's going up like crazy. Where's all the guys that are supposed to be here?
None of them are from around here, though.
Yeah.
Well, whose fault is that?
Well, I know that we've talked to the contractor about that. Things were looking a little slow and said, you got to get going on.
Yeah.
It, so.
Yeah. And there's no incentive pay for them to get it done early, and there's no fee charge if they don't get it done on time. I think that was a strike there. Missed opportunity.
Any others?
Yeah.
Give us an update. Gloria was saying that maybe try to get Nacy here just to give us an update from the contractor, so we'll see about doing that.
That'd be a good idea.
Yep.
Yeah, just here, clean the horses, Mom.
Thank you.
Those things.
Then they could bring their Gantt chart. It would have to be real.
Thanks, Glenn. Item number 12, discussion possible action, open bids for the Max tanker. We got one bid that actually came from the Derby track. Okay. They make ice, they gotta dump water. They don't have to drive it on the road.
Gave him a letter open on those things.
1977 Mack water truck, World Championship Derby, whatever C stands for, bid, $5,125.
I suggest we take a look at what scrap value would be on that truck. We may be getting pretty close to that. And if, you know, if the scrap value is more than the bid, then I think we ought to get going on
we did have in the bid notice that we would table it and let the fire department review.
Ah, okay, that's right.
And.
So I'm premature here.
Well, no, still see what the scrap value is.
Yeah.
I mean.
And we can weigh the thing and see.
So I guess, is there a motion to table until the fire department has a chance to review it?
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to table the tanker bid until the fire department has a chance to review. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Put tape on here, and so I'm gonna fight with it. Item number 13, convene in a closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute Section 19.85, (1)(c) for the purpose of considering employment, promotion, compensation, or performance evaluation data of any public employee over which the governmental body has jurisdiction or exercises responsibility regarding longevity pay, personnel procedures. Is there a motion to go in a closed session?
Motion.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to go into closed session. Roll call vote. Supervisor Hanson.
Aye.
Supervisor Cobb.
Aye.
Chairman Valky, aye. We are in closed session.